delivering expert project services to the defence industry. Gold Group presents the Defence Ready Seminar Series podcasts.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Defence Ready Seminar Series of podcasts. In this episode, I'm joined by Tim Owen, the Chair of the Hunter Defence Task Force, who will provide us with an overview of the task force and what its objectives are for the series. Tim, welcome to the episode.
Thank you, Grant, very much indeed, and it's an absolute pleasure to be here.
Now, this episode is going to provide an overview of the Hunter Defence Task Force and its objectives for the Defence Readiness Seminars. But first, Tim, can you please let us know your background and how you arrived at your current position?
Right, my background, I had a 32-year Air Force career where I commanded pretty much at every level, operational level in the Air Force, and ended up at the RAF base at Williamtown as the commander of a group called Surveillance and Response Group, which was essentially responsible for the intelligence, surveillance and reconnaissance that we cover our country with, and all the assets and the people that go to make that capability up. About 2,000 people and a number of aircraft and ground-based systems. So I got out of the Royal Australian Air Force at the end of 2009 after I'd spent time in Iraq and Afghanistan as the deputy commander. I then worked in industry, not necessarily close to defence in those days. I worked as the CEO of a couple of startup companies. I was in politics for a short period of time, and then I went back and basically consulted to defence companies, not only in Australia, but pretty much all over the world. About probably 18 months ago, I was asked by a membership corporate or cooperative in Newcastle called HunterNet, would I be interested in leading a defence organisation within that cooperative? And I said, yes, I would do that. And when I stepped into that role, it seemed pretty obvious to me that we needed to bring those membership cooperatives that are in the Hunter region a lot closer together to help defence industry. And so we formed what's known as the Hunter Defence Task Force, and I was asked, would I chair that? So it's a broad group of cooperatives that have a significant membership base, a number of them are which are companies in the defence industry, and we advocate on behalf of those companies in this region.
So would you say that advocacy that the Hunter Defence Task Force provides is the primary role of the task force?
Yes, advocacy is pretty much our primary role, as well as helping industry, read small and medium enterprises in this part of the world, to become more defence ready, to be able to apply for contracts and being able to execute those contracts on behalf of not only the government, but of the major prime contractors in defence. So we're advocacy. Plus, we're also about helping industry in this region.
So how would you say that fits into the broader Hunter region's initiatives for industry groups?
It fits very, very nicely in that. I mean, the Hunter has always been known as a strong supporter of industry, particularly, obviously, in the mining sector and also in the manufacturing sector. And that has a significant spillover into defence industry. And also, there are a number of companies in the Hunter that not only have a defence, if you like, outlook or a defence contract opportunity, but they also work in the commercial space. So while it's not exactly the same, it leverages very, very nicely with the background and the capability that's existed in this region for many, many years. And obviously, we have a number of significant military bases in this part of the world, the RAF base at Williamtown being one of them, where the Joint Strike Fighter is located, the Wedgetail aircraft is located. So a significant portion of the Royal Australian Air Force's fighting combat capability exists in our region. So there is an obvious linkage in that context.
Yeah, there certainly is. And you've mentioned that the task force is a collaborative group made up of various organisations. So can you tell us about some of the organisations in that group?
Yes, certainly. Firstly, HunterNet, which essentially is, as the name implies, a network of Hunter companies, the Hunter Business Chamber, the Australian Industry Group, the Australian Industry Defence Network, Regional Development Australia in the Hunter, Industry Capability Network in the Hunter, the University of Newcastle, and the Hunter TAFE. So it is a broad church of cooperatives with strong membership bases, as well as we have the education sector, not only from a vocational sense, but also from a tertiary degree sense. So it's a very strong and well-structured group, and we all work very, very closely together.
And would you say this is what sets the Hunter Defence Task Force apart from any of the other groups involved in defence and industry, or is there more of an element that brings it all together and makes it special?
No, we're quite unique in Australia, actually, and particularly at a regional level. You'll find a lot of those cooperatives that I mentioned have their state representation, but at a regional level, we are the only ones who've brought them together in a more cooperative way, if you like, to grow the pie for defence industry in this part of the world. So we're quite unique, and I think we have a fairly good reputation around the country.
Excellent. And what would you say your the key objectives are for the Hunter Defence Task Force?
I could probably formulate them in two ways. If I could put it in this way, if you look up from us, so in other words, if you look at the federal government and you look at the major defence primes like the BAE Systems, Boeing's, Rockwell, Lockheed Martin, our job here is to articulate to them the value proposition of what we do in this part of the world in terms of small and medium enterprises and our capability in those industries. So it's about, and it comes back to your point, Grant, about advocacy up the chain or to the high defence levels about what capability exists in this region. And the second part of the what we really do, which is very important, if probably even more important, which comes to the series that we're running, our job in my view and in all our members' view, is to make defence industry or industry players in this part of the world as defence-ready as they can possibly be. And that's a big part of what we do in terms of training, but not only training, but advocating on their behalf for contracts, showing, bringing them to the table, indicating to them where contracts exist, what they might need to do to win those in a business development sense, etc. So it's a look-up show and it's a look-down show as well.
You've got some great examples in there, but do you have any more specific instances of where Hunter Defence Task Force has worked to assist defence industry organisations?
Yes, there's a couple of individual ones as well as probably the more important one is a group. We put together with the Australian Advanced Manufacturing Group, a collaboration of industry players to be able to pitch to a major prime for a very, very substantial, defence contract. And the synergy of bringing four or five businesses together in our region, which they would not necessarily have done under the banner of the Hunter Defence Task Force, and them doing a combined, business development pitch to this major prime was very, very unique. And it was something that the prime thought, well, it's quite an innovative way to bring a number of businesses to the table and how they work off each other and leverage off each other. So on balance, that I think that was a very, very good outcome.
That is fantastic. And you're right, a very good outcome. And I guess that's leading us into then the defence readiness seminars and translating the objectives of Hunter Defence Task Force and the work that you're doing into these seminars. Can you tell us what your objectives are, what you're hoping to get out of hosting and running these seminars?
Well, it comes to the point that I mentioned before about making small and medium industry players in our region as defence ready as they can possibly be. And this online as well as the face-to-face seminar series that we have developed is primarily focused at that. So we have developed 13 particular series modules, and that includes everything from quality management systems to business development in defence to cyber requirements, security requirements, to export opportunities, export restrictions, a very, very broad church of, learnings for you to best place yourself and get ready to be in the defence contracting side of the world. What we also have is we've included the two modules that comes out of COVID-19, out of the current coronavirus, where industries have been struggling to a degree in some areas, some particularly in mental health of their workforce, as clearly sales dwindle and raise and people are still managing themselves in that context, as well as a business continuity module that allows or gives businesses an opportunity to think how they emerge out of COVID-19 with a better structure about how they run their business. So there's 11 key ones dedicated directly to getting yourself ready for defence, and two that are specifically focused on businesses emerging from COVID-19.
Putting a series together like this takes a lot of effort, involves a number of different groups, so a lot of effort and funding. Can you tell us about the primary sponsors of the series?
Yes, the primary sponsors are to date are the New South Wales government, and the New South Wales government, I know I'm very, very appreciative of the great work that Minister Stuart Ayres has done to obtain us $50,000 to run the two modules that are specifically focused on the emergence out of COVID-19, those being mental health in the workplace, as well as business continuity. The remainder of the 11 series will be federally government funded and will be gaining funding for that out of the what's known as the SARDI grants, which is essentially, if you like, the assistance to defence industry. And that is a specific grant program that will be announced in the July timeframe. And we have been assured that we will have a very, very high priority for that, primarily because there is nothing like this being run in the country for small and medium enterprises.
And of course, funding isn't everything. There's lots of other support that you get from sponsors. So can you tell us how these organisations have supported the series?
Well, firstly, Gold Group, while they're not a sponsor, they are essentially the consulting firm that are going to run the series on behalf of the Hunter Defence Task Force. They have put a lot of work and a lot of effort into this. We have a marketing organisation that supports us. So there's a lot of effort coming in from everybody who's a part of the Hunter Defence Task Force. When you talk sponsors, we don't specifically have any additional sponsors, but essentially everybody's giving up a lot of time and effort to make sure we run this very, very well. And interestingly, we have made this a totally online series because of the issues that we've been dealing with the coronavirus. So it has not been an easy task to put this together with a series of webinars and podcasts. So we're looking forward very much to seeing what that looks like. And again, this will be the first and a unique one in Australia.
It certainly will be unique, that's for sure. And by the sounds of things, you've worked with these organisations for some time. So all of this is being built on past experiences with them. Is that correct?
Our past experiences, and also I think we've put together, I think, what is a very well-structured and achievable roadmap for defence industry in our region, and there's a lot of buy-in from the members of the task force and a lot of buy-in from industry in our region. So when you have people who are keen to work it and they can see a definitive plan to go forward, you know, it's quite easy to get people to come to the party and to also see that there's a cogent way forward and something that we can achieve for industry.
Fantastic. Well, Tim, before we wrap this up, what do you think are the key things this series of seminars can offer businesses who are interested in working with defence?
Well, Grant, as I mentioned before, I think it will prepare them very, very well to understand what the requirements are for contracting into defence. And it is a big amorphous organisation, and you really need to have your ducks in line and understand where you fit and what the requirements are. Now, we don't deliver all the outcomes for you. We will tell you what you need, hence we call it a preparedness seminar series, and then we then point particular industry players to, if you like, consultants or where they can actually get themselves qualified or accredited in that context. So we don't do an accreditation. We essentially just tell them, here's how you do it. And interestingly, one of the key things that we have put in this is we've done it at ab initio, at medium level and expert. So we've got it at three levels. So that's one point. And the second point, what I hope we'll achieve out of this is to set a pathway or to set an example for the rest of regional Australia to say, we've got, I think, some very unique IP here that's been quite successful. We're happy for you to use that to help industry around Australia to compete in the defence contracting space.
Tim, thank you so much for your time. This has been very informative, and I'm looking forward to putting the rest of the series together and seeing how these seminars work out. Thank you so much.
Absolute pleasure, Grant.
You have been listening to another Defence Ready seminar episode. For more information on the Defence Ready seminar series, please visit the Gold Group website at www.goldgroup.com.au. This episode has been produced by Southern Skies Media on behalf of Gold Group. The content in this episode cannot be used without permission from Gold Group.
Southern Skies Media.